play the reggae fever. Yeah, come make me play, 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 play reggae fever radio show.
Reggae music sends me in a fever. My blood pressure high.
Do it.
Strictly reggae fever on the radio.
Serbia, let them feel the groove.
Se ne sviđa istina, onda nema potrebe ni da slušate Roots Reggae, a ako ne volite ni kvalitetnu i dobru muziku, onda ne morate slušati ni Reggae Fever, ali ako ste već tu, ovo je naša 130. jubilarna epizoda. Ovaj jubilej obeležit ćemo sa još jednim gostom, i to direkt iz Norviča. Razgovarali smo sa Danielom Tafsom ispred Shaolin Sounds, izdavačke kuće. Radi se o nezavisnoj izdavačkoj kući koja je specifična po tome što izbacuju ekskluzivne trake isključivo na pločama u vrlo ograničenim tiražima i najčešće do tih ploča dođu kolekcionari, reggae DJ-evi, selektori sound sistema i tako dalje, i vrlo često se to i rasproda. Tako da jedini način da čujete u stvari te trake jesu ili da posetite neke od tih DJ-eva ili recimo da čujete Reggae Fever, u kojem emitujemo s vremena na vreme neke od tih traka, kao što recimo ova od Viviana Jonesa, Listen to the Roots. Ovo je bukvalno svetska premijera s obzirom da je nešto najsvežije što je izašlo iz Shaolin Sounds kuhinje. I sa Danielom smo pričali upravo o tome kako je krenula cela priča sa izdavačkom kućom. Pričali smo o njegovoj ljubavi prema regiju, o njegovoj kolekciji također, s obzirom da je i kolekcionar naravno, i o tome kako i zašto toliko istražuje regije, s obzirom da on također objavljuje na mrežama razne neke do sada neotkrivene ili bar neotkrivene u internet svetu pesme i na taj način proširuje konstantno i svoje znanje, ali i deli sa drugima. Tako da nam je neke sjajne vrhunske reggae poslastice pripremio i za ovu emisiju. Čućemo ih na samom kraju, a dok ne dođemo do toga, slušat ćemo još malo ovih ekskluziva. I sada sledi stvar koja se zove Chant Down Babylon Kingdom, a koju izvodi još jedan legendarni pevač sjajnog glasa, a zove se Al Campbell. Slušaj. Jedan jedini neponovljivi Al Campbell, jedan od najlepših roots glasova. Chant Down Babylon Kingdom i Al Campbell.
Come make me chant it down, whoa, whoa, make me chant down. what do you see? A lot of young people sleeping on the street. What about the future? What about their goals? What about the other half that's never been told? We're living in a crucial time. On this borderline, we're living in a dangerous time. Come if we draw the
greetings and blessed love to each and everyone. Yes, you're listening to Reggae Fever Radio Show. That's Novi Sad, right in the heart of Serbia. Boom!
Shaolin is quite specific, you know, for producing dubplates, exclusives for sound systems and collectors, and as I said, hardcore reggae followers. So, and also most of it like stays in an analog world, as I would say, you catch it on a vinyl.
Yeah.
And most of it stays there, not so many in a digital. Why you decided to go to that path and not just making like a general label, which is more common today?
Yeah, well, I guess the sort of like foundation of that for me is because I am a bit of a sort of reggae vinyl head. I spend a lot of my spare time finding old tunes and vintage music. And I just think as I like the idea of music being accessible, and that's why I've got my YouTube channel and I share music for people to listen to like that. But in terms of like music lasting forever, I think it's amazing that now there's so much music that can be discovered like on plastic, on vinyl, do you know what I mean? And there's tunes from the 70s, 80s, well, every decade of that vinyl's been around, you can find in any style, you can find music that's been completely forgotten, but it still exists on that bit of plastic. Whereas I think with like digital, it can just get lost. There's so much like digital music out there. It's quite, yeah, it's not a physical existing thing. It can quite easily just like vanish, do you know what I mean, into space. And yeah, I think making vinyl makes it like a real and tangible and almost like everlasting thing.
And from what I saw, it seems like you do all the stuff from producing, you know, from studio work to promotion, selling, and even sending all the stuff. It seems like you do it by yourself, or is there more people involved in?
So the main shout out I need to give is to my friend Mikey, who is the drummer in pretty much every, well, he is the drummer in every Shaolin production. I obviously work with other producers as well, so some rhythms I haven't actually built myself. I'll sometimes do the mix or whatever. But yeah, Mikey's the drummer, but also he runs Dub Coven Studio, which is where I go every Thursday and we'll sit and work on tunes, whether it's mixing or writing and recording. He's a great drummer, but he's also a really good studio engineer. So a lot of the production sound and quality is because of Mikey's studio and him being awesome engineer. He's a like proper analog head, so he's got loads of like, he's got like a old vintage Grampian spring reverb, he's got loads of old like BBC audio equipment in terms of like compressors for snare drums and drum compression, and he's got like a Roland Space Echo and stuff like that. So a lot of the analog sound and that vintage sound is due to Mikey's equipment that he has. So yeah, I'm very thankful for his input and yeah, his sound. And then with regards to my role, I like direct and write a lot of the music, so I'll bass lines, chords, I'll come up with like an idea, I'll be like, oh, I want to make something that's fast or slow, and I'll think of like a drum beat and just basically give Mikey a direction for what I want with drum beat, and then he'll add his own flair to it. And then yeah, so I do a lot of the final mixing as well for a desk. Mikey will get everything sounding sweet and we'll sit together and yeah, get it sounding how I'd like it to sound it, and yeah, then just sit and mix it, sort of one away live for a desk. So I'll usually sit and record like a vocal mix, a few vocal dub mixes, and then a few instrumental mixes. And then also I've got some session musicians, great trumpet player called Joe Webb and a saxophone player called David Boyce I've been working with. They're both local, and I'll sit and write horn lines with them and record at Mikey's studio. So yeah. And then obviously the singers, I work with a whole heap of different singers, and again 90% of the time it's those guys who write the lyrics. I'll give like a basic kind of like, I want a Roots and Reality tune or a spiritual tune or something that's political or whatever, so I'll give a guidance, because sometimes singers will want to write lovers songs, and I've got a few lovers songs, I love lovers music, but the music I really like putting out has to have some sort of like conscious reality or spiritual lyric or political lyric, because I think it's the most important message.
Here to child on Babylon.
My old man, my old man. Uh oh. Ribbidi boo bang boom bang. Natty roots, rootsy roots. Natty roots, rootsy roots. Natty roots, roots, roots. Uh oh.
also work, as you said, with very, again, I would say legendary singers, maybe not in terms of like mainstream, maybe not in that context, but definitely big names, such as, I know, from from Heptones to Vivian Jones, and recently, what was that? It was with, I lost
it. Al Campbell.
Al Campbell, Tristan Palmer. So how do you get in contact with them? You know, how that works, you know?
Yeah, so I'd say the good thing about being in like an international reggae, I don't know whether you call it a club, but like on Facebook, everyone's pretty, there's like a community, do you know what I mean? So through Facebook, buying and selling records, so that's probably where I got started and made most of my links initially, was like just being a record collector and selector. So there's a few really good groups on Facebook, and you'll buy tunes off certain people and you'll keep on seeing them posting up certain tunes, and you soon basically have a list of contacts who are all into the same sort of reggae music and selling good tunes, buying good tunes. And then through that, a lot of people have a lot of different works going on, so you see different sound systems booking different singers for shows, or certain people traveling to Jamaica to go and record music. And yeah, I guess the cool thing about reggae, which makes it quite unique to most other music, is everyone, especially singers, work like session musicians. Like, say like you're a rock band or something like that, a lot of the stuff is done very internally. Like the band only writes songs for themselves, they record music for themselves. Maybe a record label will like sign them, and then they're signed solely to that record label, and all the music they release will be through that record label. Whereas a lot of musicians and singers, in reggae music, work with other producers, other singers, other musicians that they like the music of. Do you know what I mean? There's obviously an element of like picking and choosing what works you do, but if you send a reggae singer a rhythm that they like, then usually, and you can come to some sort of agreement, then they're happy to work. Do you know what I mean?
A lot
of the links have been through other people who already have like a better link or are running a session. Do you know what I mean? Most singers, if they've got a show, will want to record dub plate or vocal. So yeah.
But also we need to mention new releases. I think there is four of them, which are, I would say, general releases, not only dub plates exclusives, which will have more presses. Especially we can focus on LP from Giorgio Gladdi. I think that's the first LP that's out by you.
So that's on, that's on Vital Mix, which is like as of this year, it's like a new outlet of music. And mostly that's music that I haven't written. It's working with different producers who have created different rhythms. And then initially kind of like hearing a song that I like or a rhythm that I like, and then contacting that producer, making a link, and then sometimes the vocals will, like with JoJo, he'll write, record and sing on the rhythm, so he's like the full package, like really talented dude. He'll create a tune from scratch, so that's been real pleasure working with him. And then other producers will just have a rhythm, and then I'll line up a vocal, or they'll have again their own singer that they've worked with, and just like make a nice sort of like collaboration in that sense.
And your to settle down. Oh, cool down. Why don't you try to settle down? Cause with your cheating heart made of stone, you are hurting your man at home. Please tell me, girl, what are you trying to reach with your lying as your expertise? Oh, you're running around with every man in town, going from hand to hand. You're messing around with every man in town, or going from bed to bed. I think it's pathetic, you and your dirty tricks. I think it's pathetic, you and your dirty tricks. Oh, oh, cool down. Why don't you try to settle down, girl? Oh, cool down. Why don't you try to settle down, girl? Cause with your cheating heart made of stone, you are hurting your man at home. Please tell me, girl, what are you trying to reach with your life as your expertise? Oh, oh, oh.
Also, you mentioned that you're also a big collector and also lots of tunes that you have discovered to me and for a lot of reggae people on your YouTube channel, yeah, as you mentioned. So are you like surprised with how many tunes are there? Because from year to year, when I you know, come to the point when I'm like, okay, I heard a lot of stuff, now I know something, then I discover something new,
and a completely
new branch of styles and you know, music comes
yeah,
up.
True.
So
yeah.
How long maybe that journey is for you, you know, like how long it lasts, and are you surprised with how many stuff there is?
Yeah, so I started collecting records years and years ago before I was even like massively into reggae music. I used to be into like punk music and rock music, and I used to have like a little like 7-inch collection and a record deck I got for like my birthday one year. So that was probably the beginning of my journey as like a record collector. And then I had a friend that worked in a local record shop to me that stocked a lot of the like Pressure Sounds releases and a lot of like classic albums. Like I reckon 50% of reggae heads will probably say albums like Dr. Alimentado, Best Dressed Chicken and albums like that, do you know what I mean? Got them into reggae. So I started buying LPs like that and nice represses of classic roots tunes. And then I started buying tunes on eBay when I didn't really like know that much about reggae. I was just sort of basically putting in broad search like reggae 7-inch vinyl and then just kind of like chancing it and buying a lot of stuff that I hadn't heard before. And some of it would be, you know, super scratched to bits, and then other bits would be really nice. And along the way, now looking back, I found some really, you know, great stuff as well. And yeah, just ever since, there was one tune that I really wanted to get when I started getting into like 80s, 90s digi music. It's the Stan Rick Easy My Ute tune. It's like this heavy sort of like early 90s digi stepper, heavy tune. I created my Discogs account, and then yeah, say no more. As soon as the Discogs account was open, I was buying loads of tunes. You'd sort of find one tune you like from a seller and you go, okay, I think this seller has a lot of good music, and look through what they have to sell, find new tunes like that. And then, yeah, just it's amazing as well, like all the different YouTube channels, and there's different people on Instagram as well. Big up to the San Diego crew especially. There's a lot of really great selectors out in California who have like this sound which is quite different from what you hear in Europe. I'd say Europe's very much like roots and some rubber dub, but like more the classic like Joe Gibbs. You hear a lot of Dennis Brown, Gregory Isaacs in Europe. And then there's certain selectors in Europe as well, but a lot in US that since the 80s, 90s have been collecting this like heavy mid 80s, like synth driven, slightly left field, stranger kind of types of reggae, which I'd say only now is sort of having a broader appeal. And yeah, that's where I geeked out and started digging and trying to find music which just wasn't represented. No YouTube, not on a big want list on Discogs, and just basically buying tunes without hearing them. And say you buy 5 tunes, 3 of the tunes would be okay or crap, and then 2 of the tunes would be great. And then yeah, just putting them up on YouTube and sharing it.
Is there any?
So that's the journey. Yeah, man. that's the hobby and the passion. I love finding new music. I call it music archaeology.
Yeah, definitely. It's quite a journey, as you say, like on Discogs, especially when you start for searching and you go, you know, with all the sellers, and you just you discover always something new. Also, do you like from heads right now? Do you have any new discovery, new song that really blew your mind and you cannot stop listening to it, like in recent weeks or something like that?
Recent weeks, wow, you've put me on the spot a bit here. Let me just think. Well, if you can hold on just 1 second, I'm gonna open up my Discogs and I'll just read off the last tunes that I bought. There's one tune which I've got on the way from Japan. There's this really in Japan who I've been linked up with for a while. He bought a few of my tunes and we just like helped each other out. Like if I find something in Japan, because the shipping's really expensive, I'll usually get, and it's also just hard to navigate the Japanese website. Sometimes he'll order it for me, and then when I have a few tunes, he'll ship it to me. Really cool tune that I found the other day that I haven't found a good copy of yet. There's one in Jamaica, but the shipping's quite expensive. It's like quite a cheap tune still. It's by a singer I'd never heard of before called Michael Eaton, and the song is called Another Day. It's like this really cool 80s heavy synth, like, yeah, just beautiful, like I call it left field reggae. Do you know what I mean? It's like reggae that's kind of a bit outside of the box. It's not like in your standard roots or rubber dub sound. It's kind of got elements of like soul in there. It's got a bit of an element of like other electronic music from the 80s. Billy Hutch, Loving So, is a really cool, he's UK-based artist. He did a lot of quite cheesy lover stuff, but he's got some tunes that are just the perfect. So yeah, Billy Hutch, Loving So, is really good. I've just ordered a copy of that. There's a band called the Imperial Eye Band, and these are all like artists that had maybe just like one album and a couple of singles and never really reached commercial success, so their catalogue or their few tunes they have just sunk back into sort of like dusty piles of records. Yeah, the Imperial Eye Band, a tune called Why, and it's got a question mark after the Why. I'll mention a couple of artists, actually new artists that I've just discovered, who I'm going to do some work with. He's called Shane Amani, and he's got a couple of tunes which are really cool, which I'm like talking with him and the producers, which I'll find the name of in a minute, to basically put out on vinyl. He's got a tune called Gratitude, which is awesome, and then a slightly more rootsy tune called Where Has the Love Gone. Really, really cool. Sound like modern sounding singer, but he's got a very soulful voice.
All we do is throw each other by the wayside. Let's seek love and stop the strife. Remember, no man is an island. So don't burn your bridges, cause it can hurt the growth of your plans. Where has the love gone?
the last one I'll mention, which I just heard on Rootswise channel, he's like one of the big time YouTube guys. He's got a lot of output, he's constantly putting up new stuff, and he's got quite a following as well. But I've never heard it before. It's a Congo's tune, an 80s Congo tune called Jar Is The Sweetest, and I'm looking to pick up a copy of that soon, hopefully. So, yeah. Yeah, so my love of reggae is definitely originates from Norwich. I'd say my first sort of real interest in it was when my mate, I mentioned it earlier, when my friend Jasper was working at one of the local record shops, and he, like, it, the record shop's called Sound Clash. They're actually one of the longest running independent record shops in the UK. And yeah, the guy in there is massively into his punk and electronic music and stuff like that. But yeah, also reggae, he's massively into reggae. And through that, his my friend's parents are friends with the guy that run the record shop, and they are into reggae music from a long time. So it's kind of through my friend Jasper, it was sort of like, oh, listen to this, here's this album, Dr. Alimentado, Best Dressed Chicken. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. And then he'd be like, oh, come into the record shop and have a listen, like, because I had money to spend on records since, like, I've been buying records for a while. So I was like, okay, I'll bring in 50 quid and buy a stack of records. This was back when 7-inch singles were like 5 quid each or something like that. So I'd go in with 50 quid and leave with 10 represses or whatever. And yeah, so that's my origination. But in terms of like Norwich itself, we've actually got a few really good long-standing sound systems that have been going since the late 80s, early 90s. So the notable sounds, the original sound in Norwich is Foundation Sound. A dude called Tony Roots used to, in the late 80s, bring bands like Burning Spear and Culture and stuff to Norwich. And then later started a sound system. And then probably the most prominent sound system in Norwich that are still going today, because Foundation Sound no longer running session or anything like that, is a Rebel Lion. So it's run by three brothers. Finbar's kind of like the mic man and just the face of Rebel Lion. And then you've got Tim, his brother, who's runs the sound, sets up all the sound, is the sound man, has killer selection as well. Finbar has killer selection, Tim's like deadly selection. And then the sort of like silent, hidden member of Rebel Lion, but also like, yeah, the most deadly in many ways is Simon, who used to run a record shop in Brixton called Music Temple. So he's not at every session, but he'll often be at the sessions and running crazy dub plates and yeah, deep tunes. Like, he's one of the real sort of, oh, my phone's on 1% battery, I've just realized. So if I cut out, I apologize.
Okay, but so, yeah. So for the end, maybe we can just say, I mean, you're quite productive in terms of new stuff. So is there anything that you can announce now for the next few months or even year? Is there any big project that you're working on which people should be aware of?
Yeah, so my phone's about to die, so I'll be quick. I got some showcase EPs, so 4 tracks, which will be 4 vocals and 4 dubs, with Almighty Dread, great 80s artist, Junior Dread out of Brazil, who's like a contemporary artist, Robert Dallas, and like a few different artists. I'm going to start putting out showcase LPs, and then also I'm working with Prince Jamo on putting out a few singles, and Planet's label, which is like Lovers Rock and kind of like Lovers Rock covers of soul tunes. Yeah. Hello and greetings, you're now in tune to Reggae Fever at Novi Sad, Serbia. This is Dan Shaolin from Shaolin Sounds. Big up to everyone who's tuned in the musical pairing with my home city Norwich. Norwich and Novi Sad are musical twins, as it were, through some sort of cooperation between the UK and Serbia. So yeah, big up to Reggae Fever for bringing the real conscious and the foundation roots music. Respect.
Yeah, man, I know I'm gonna go to Rockers Arena. Yeah, man, I know I'm gonna go to Rockers Arena. Johnny, in the Rockers Arena, they call me name in a clean. In a
fresh, fresh marina. I and I on the inya. Come flash a stamina, come fill up it on the A1 song. No clown, come knock it on the champion song. Me come fi knock it on the A1 song. No clown, knock it on Pupa champion song. Chuck, me say ya on your way.
Bio je ovo 130. jubilarni 130. Reggae Fever i imali smo razgovor sa našim gostom iz Norwicha, to je bio Daniel Tufts, jedan od najvećih entuzijasta u reggae svetu danas i čovjek koji stoji iza Shaolin Sounds produkcijske distribucijske kuće. Velika hvala Danielu na ovom izdvojenom vremenu. Nažalost nismo bili u mogućnosti da pustimo u celosti pesme koje nam je preporučio, tek smo ih pomalo pustili da vam zagulicamo maštu, ali ostavit ćemo listu pesama na Mixcloudu i na našim društvenim mrežama ako budete želeli da čujete te pesme u celosti. Još jednom, mogli ste da se uverite u kvalitet ove muzike koju Shaolin Sounds rade i zaista za mene je to jedno od najvećih otkrića ove godine, zato sam i odlučio da im posvetimo toliko pažnje u ovoj emisiji. Nadam se da ćete čuti još puno dobre muzike, kako stare i nove, od ove ekipe iz Norwicha, a nama ostaje da se pozdravimo i da vam kažemo da se slušamo uskoro sa još puno vrlo, vrlo zanimljivih gostiju i zato budite uz Radio Aparat i Reggae Fever svake druge srede od 17 časova, a mi ćemo emisiju završiti sa još jednom pesmom mladog talentovnog Giorgio Gledija i svakako njegov LP Giorgio Gledi in Fun Style. Pronađite, poslušajte ako ste u mogućnosti i kupite. Slušamo za kraj I Need to Go Away.
Different place, there where is sunshine.